A baby's first cry starts the statistician's infant mortality clock ticking.
The definition of infant mortality is an infant death between the age of birth and 1 year of age.
That's Iowa Department of Health epidemiologist Deborah Kane.
So in this case, we're talking about an infant that was born who took a breath and showed signs of life.
So continuing that life for the next 364 days lowers the state's rate of infant mortality. And Kane says Iowa babies are doing very well, dropping the infant mortality rate 26% during the 10 years between 1996 and 2006.
In 2006, the infant mortality rate in Iowa was 5.1 compared to 6.7 in the United States. So our infant mortality rate in Iowa is much lower than that compared to the rest of the United States.
2006 data are the most recent comparing Iowa to the rest of the nation, but Iowa's infant mortality statistics for last year are just out and surprising.
But at first glance, it appears that our infant mortality rate is down below 5 per thousand, in fact, around 4.2 per thousand.
For pediatrician Michael Akeragi, 4.2 infant mortality for every 1,000 births affirms his work as medical director of Iowa's statewide perinatal care network, seeking to keep Iowa babies alive.
That is significantly lower than it's been in the past. And the truth of the matter is we're trying to determine if it is, in fact, real. It appears that it is, but we need to verify.
Verifying the stunning statistics underscores the work of Dr. Akeragi's team traveling from the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics to all Iowa hospitals with obstetrical services.
And what we do is we review charts to get a sense for care or any particular care issues, and then we provide education and sometimes guidance directly to the providers of care at those hospitals, which includes the nurses, the physicians, and oftentimes the administrators at the hospitals as well.
Dr. Akeragi says at one time babies were born in some 140 Iowa hospitals. That's down to 80 now.
But we still have a number of hospitals in the state that don't deliver very many babies. They, by and large, do an excellent job of making sure that they don't sit on a sick baby or a mom that's sick, that they move them out.
But the euphoria over Iowa's gains in keeping babies alive is tempered. Infant mortality among African Americans is 2 to 3 times higher than the overall state rate.
It is true that African Americans in our state have a higher rate of infant mortality. That's been the case not just in our state but across the nation for many years, and there have been some efforts to improve that. The Native American population is at increased risk. And then also in recent data, it also appears that our Asian population in the state, which is not a large population, but appears that there is a higher rate of mortality in that group, too.
Dr. Akeragi says the reasons, especially in the Asian population, are puzzling.
And I don't think we know. I mean, the most common causes of infant mortality are congenital abnormalities, so babies born with birth defects, prematurity, and SIDS are probably the top three in most states.
Iowa's health department operates 24 maternal and child health clinics throughout Iowa, providing help to at-risk, expectant, and new mothers. Those health department maternal health clinics focus services in areas such as Tama and Polk counties, where newborns often need special help to extend a first cry into a healthy childhood. Dean Borg, Iowa Public Radio News.